Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Second hour DDC here live at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Game four tonight. 8:30 puck drop. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call on these airwaves. I'll have pregame for you at 7:30. Dan McFarland and Chase McCabe with you. Let's say hello to TD, Teron Davenport. Talking with TD's his podcast. You should check out every week. And, of course, he is on all of our live show platforms throughout the course of the week. Teron, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. How's everything?
Well, I mean, as a Mets fan, I would assume everything is good with you because they just keep winning. And here we are in the middle of May almost, and they're just still winning. So you get to keep talking about them. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, life is good. You know, unfortunately, Max Scherzer got the loss yesterday, so he's 4-1. But Chris Bassitt, you know, he got the win. And, hey, man, I'm loving it. But, again, I want to have the same feeling in July.
we'll take it 1 month at a time. No disrespect to all the other players who spoke last week, and I'm not taking a shot at them, but the reality is they didn't need to trot anybody else out. The only person people wanted to hear from was Ryan Tannehill because nobody heard from him since January 22nd. So he did speak. It was long and candid, as you know. What were some of your takeaways?
Well, my first takeaway and the thing that I pitched to the news desk for ESPN.com was how he said he was in a dark place and he needed therapy to overcome and not work through that loss that they had to the Bengals. I think it was good to get that message out there so these fans could see that, hey, the man does care about losing and he cares about the game because that's something that was being questioned. And that was my major takeaway, but obviously the Malik Willis comments about not being his mentor, like that's not being his job. I think he could have cleaned it up by saying, you know, but he's willing to teach him along the way because I fully believe that that is Ryan Tannehill's intention is to bring Malik Willis along. But at the same time, you have to be aware of the optics of making a statement like that. So that was something. The way he was candid about A.J. Brown being traded, you know, he said that he woke up and he was hoping it was a bad dream. You know, not often do you hear Ryan Tannehill like open up emotionally like that about something, but it's very clear that A.J. Brown is somebody that he was really close to, and he targeted him more than anyone else since 2019, week 7, when he took over as the starter. So those are some of the things that stood out to me.
Do you believe he understood what he was walking into? Do you believe he was prepped?
I would imagine. I know Robbie Bourne and the team there, they do a really good job. So I would imagine they told him, you know, what he was going to be walking into. But as a 10-year veteran, you better know what you're walking into anyway. So, yeah I believe so.
Yeah. Were you a little taken back? I think one of the more under-the-radar comments was that he made a point to say he wasn't informed of them drafting Malik Willis, which I was pretty shocked to hear that because this just in, players, they don't run stuff by players. Hey, we're drafting a guy at your position. Were you surprised that he said that? He kind of just worked that in, and nobody's really made a big deal about it.
I don't think a big deal needs to be made about it because that was a question he was asked. He was asked if he was told if that they were drafting Malik Willis. I think it was Jarrett Stillman that asked him that question specifically. So in my opinion, he was just answering a question. But I will say this, John Robinson, he was asked if I think it was at the pre-draft presser, he was asked if they were going to draft a quarterback, would they tell Ryan Tannehill, meaning first round? And John Robinson said, yes, he would tell him if they were going to draft in the first round. And he, in a roundabout way, said it because he has said that, you know, those are conversations that they'll have with various players. And it's just all in the interest of competition.
Good nugget. You've watched former players speak out on his, you know, the comment that did get national news, and I knew it would the minute it happened. I looked at D. Mason and said, he may not have meant to say it that way, but it doesn't matter. Here we go, because this is going to be news. I looked at D. Mason right away, and sure enough, it played out that way. Were you surprised at all the formers that came out and said what they did?
I actually was. I was surprised. But I think you have to remember, like, a lot of these guys still have pretty close ties to the team, you know, as far as, like, keeping tabs on what goes on. So I was surprised, though. And that's not to say them coming out was wrong, because I like the fact that they did that.
Yep. We had Hugh Freeze on Friday. And, you know, he's his coach, and Hugh Freeze has been making his rounds, and I get it. It's good for the program when a guy like Malik Willis gets that much attention when you're at Liberty, you know, a non-Power 5 and blah, 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 blah. But he spoke very glowingly. Again, not surprised, but how do you really see this playing out? I mean, how do you think this has got a chance to be, dare I say, a steal of the draft?
I think down the line it does, because in my opinion, Malik Willis has Deshaun Watson-like ability. That's kind of what I get when I watch him. And I think when you look at this situation, it is ideal for a prospect like Willis, because I think if need be and he was pressing to duty, I think he could do the job. But it's really ideal for him to be able to see the speed of the game and to see just the different things that go into NFL play from afar, right? Sit back and watch and learn from a veteran in Ryan Tannehill. I think it allows him to develop. There are some things that they would like him to do better, but there's so many things that they love that he does. So I think it will be something that will pay off down the line. And then the other thing that's really good about this situation is you're not going to have to change the scheme when he comes in. This is an offense that's based off of getting the quarterback on the move, booting and rolling and those type of things. And Malik Willis is at his best when he's doing that. That's not to say he can't pass from the pocket, because he's shown that he can. So I think it's a really good situation for him, because he'll learn the scheme and then be able to step right in and execute it next year or the following year, whenever that may be.
We're talking Titans with Teron Davenport of ESPN. He is there. Titans NFL Nation reporter. So, TD, we are going to, speaking of Malik Willis, we're going to see a little bit more from the rookies this week. May 13th is when the rookie mini camp will begin. And I don't think I've been more excited for a rookie mini camp or preseason for that matter than I am right now, because of just all the draft picks that they had and the talent that they brought in. But what are you going to be looking for from these youngsters when they report for rookie mini camp?
Yeah, it's really, I'm just going to look for how they move on the football field, because this is going to be the first chance getting to see them actually in person playing football, right? I mean, we've seen them in person talking, and you got to see them at the combine, you know, running around and doing some of that stuff. But I think this is going to be the actual get them to see more things football-wise. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to see just like how some of these guys size up, and that's pretty much it. It's that's pretty much what you're looking for when you get your first look at rookie minicamp.
Yeah, and I know that there's been some reports of some undrafted free agents, but with them having so many draft picks, do you expect them to bring in a huge class of undrafted guys for this?
They have a good amount of guys. One of the ones to watch out for is Reggie Roberson. He's a really good player when healthy. 2019, 2020, wide receiver out of SMU. That film is really good. But, you know, this past year he was recovering from an ACL that he tore. But that's one of the guys. And I think there's about six or seven that they're bringing in.
Speaking of receiver, Teron Davenport is with us. Do you feel better about that position with what they've done in the draft? Obviously, with Treylon Burks being the big one and Kyle Phillips being another one that they drafted. Do you feel good about where they are with that position, or do you still think John Robinson should maybe look around to see what's available to bring somebody else in?
Well, I think he should probably look around to see, because, you know, the big thing is getting a vertical guy, right? You need somebody that can stretch the field. It's something they've been looking for. Will Fuller, he fits that to a T. They also have to consider, okay, where is Robert Woods in this recovery process? Because, I mean, you look, you got the week two game against the Bills. You're going to need Robert Woods early. So that's something that you have to consider. So I do believe that a veteran bringing in that guy, I think, would be good. They could afford to do it. So I think it would work out for them.
I hear Fuller, but Cole Beasley. That's what I would do. I really like Cole Beasley and looking for a slot guy. I know Kyle Phillips could potentially play that role, but I would look at Beasley.
Yeah, Beasley's interesting. I'm not sure what more he has to offer. And then also, I think in Mason Kinsey and Kyle Phillips, you have, you know, what you'll need from there. But, I mean, yeah, I understand the Beasley mention.
Speaking of Beasley's former team, it was announced today that the Titans will play at Buffalo week two, Monday Night Football, in a part of a doubleheader, the first game of a doubleheader. Going to be cool to be back on national television once again against Buffalo on Monday night.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm smiling about that and chuckling about it, because this means that we won't have to deal with Buffalo in the winter, you know. So that's always a good thing. Maybe we'll be blessed with an early Green Bay game as well. And that's really what I'm looking forward to. But I tell you, the game itself is going to be really good too. You know, a primetime game, like you said, that's going to be great to watch. And, hey, reuniting with Roger Saffold, you know, Roger Saffold versus Jeffrey Simmons, that in itself is going to be the cost of admission.
Yeah.
So you don't think there'll be 60-mile-per-hour winds that night?
No, fortunately there won't be. And, you know, for someone like me who doesn't have any you know, by choice, doesn't have any extra insulation up top, that's a good situation.
Teron, good stuff. Appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll chat next week.
For sure. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Teron Davenport, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, ESPN.com, talking with TD's, his podcast that he drops every week. You should check it out. It's like the Ottawa Senators have fired somebody as well, a well-known name. Also, a well-known name will be a part of the ESPN coverage in the studio. I'll tell you that as well. More things coming here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5, The Game. On the DDC, we're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe here. Willie D will join us in just a bit. Very prominent Nashvillian in a suit. You're who we call a suit. You're not in a suit. He's in a suit.
Yeah.
He's on the go. His name is Big Joe.
Right? Hey, boys. Good to see you. I just did the Predators Foundation event. They awarded about $800,000 to 176 worthy charities in Middle Tennessee. Very fun event. A lot of smiles, a lot of happy tears. Very cool event for what the Preds do for the community.
Yeah.
A lot of money given out.
176 local nonprofits.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really good. And so it was a very therapeutic event after what we've been through the last 3 years, not seeing people, not getting together, and having the opportunity to see people and shake hands and hug and see smiles and talk to people and let people know that what they're doing, although some of their organizations may fly away under the radar, that they are certainly rewarded and honored for what they do in our community. So some amazing people.
The bottom line is those checks change lives.
Yeah.
They affect people. They affect organizations. It's a big deal.
There's a gentleman came up to Sean Henry and said, because of you guys, we have not had to raise our entry fees in 6 years. If it wasn't because of you, we'd have had to raise it so much that we're not sure how many people would have benefited from this. So that was kind of cool to hear that, you know, unsolicited. And to somebody to tell the organization that of what they mean, because we see the work they do, but so for some of these places that, you know, there's a few you haven't heard of, but the fact like they get some money, like, hey, we're able to keep going because of what the Predators do for us. It's more than just on the ice, boys. Just on the ice.
No doubt about it. There was a domestic violence shelter in Williamson County just not too long ago for one of the games. They received a check, and the lady who runs the organization came by and just laid out like literally what that check means. Like,
wow.
And then she went on to tell me how many women come through there a year.
Ooh.
And that's in like Franklin alone. That's one place. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
She's like, I was like, you that many every year? She's like, yes. That's just one place. That's in Williamson County.
Yeah. So you talked to 176 different organizations in there.
Yeah, it's 2.5 pages on this release that they get, which is fantastic.
And so everybody gets a big fat check, and then they get, I mean, the big, large side, not like a bag.
Like the lottery check.
Yeah. They get the lottery check, and so they do all that, and prizes are given away today. It's a great thing. And I've said for a long time, not because we know all the great people, the Predators, but their positive impact on Nashville and Middle Tennessee is immeasurable. Just, I know we build the hockey, they built the sheets of ice around town, everything, you see Preds jerseys, but what they've done overall just to raise their awareness to community, it's unbelievable to see all that. By the way, you have the series jersey
stadium
on?
Stadium series, yep.
Yeah.
I like that. What was all the gripe about? I like that.
It definitely grew on me.
To be honest, again, we're being honest today. We've been very
good.
Honest.
I like honesty.
You know, it's better than lying all the time on the air. You know, that's
sometimes.
At first, I was like, it grew on me. And I think probably the lesson learned is that happens so many times, right? Like we immediately go, oh, my, because it's changed. It's something different. And then over time, like nobody said, like the Broncos. Remember when the Broncos first got, it was like, oh, my.
Yeah, they got rid of the Orange Crush.
Did you bring over NFL Europe? Like what, what are you doing? This is the stupidest. Like, and that crowd was really loud at first, and then it just all went away. Like gritty. Like that mascot, I was like, the hell is this?
Yep.
And now he's beloved.
You laugh your tail off at that. It's like, you know, when I show my son like the Montreal Expos baseball cap, he's like, ugh. I'm like, you understand, buddy. That hat, I mean,
awesome. That was,
it just, it's got to hit you in a certain way, in a certain tone. Like the Braves with the small A.
Yeah.
Go back to that. Fantastic.
Well, they wore those this weekend. And
they
I was all about it.
Did they win?
They did, yeah.
Okay, good.
But they were playing
Acuna
the Brewers.
Hit his first home run.
Acuna hit his first home run. They made it Hank Aaron weekend because they were playing the Brewers. So that's kind of a tradition that they've started. And they wore the Hank Aaron era, the baby A, as I call it. They wore those, and they're awesome. The white and the blue just looks so good. And I like their current uniform, too, the whites especially. Just very clean.
Right.
But,
well, you know, I tell you what I don't like. I don't like the Cubs, and they get all cute with their new hats. And just go back to what, you know, just go back to the hats.
Sometimes you can get too cute.
Yeah, that we loved. And so with all that. All right, late game tonight, 8:30, huh? What's the feeling?
So let's hit some local stuff real quick,
all
sports.
Right.
So just one, your overall thoughts of this series to this point?
Disappointed.
Okay, why?
I just think because I heard all the talk about how Colorado's going to run away with. I'm like, you know what? If I'm the Predators, I'm thinking, you know, I don't like all this talk. And then game one was like, ugh, but game two was solid. Game three, you know, and so it go on and on and on. I just think they've never been swept, and I don't think they get swept tonight. I just wish it's so crude. Game two, had they won that, the narrative completely changed.
Yep.
I love that. But I root for the underdog, man. And I just thought, look, 2017 – backs against the wall. You know, you break it down. They're the 16th team. Chicago was one. Colorado's either one or two. I thought maybe that magic again, but it didn't happen. But it's not over yet. Not over.
It's not. That is very true. It's not.
And go to
Colorado. They are playing tonight. So they're for sure. That is correct.
Go to Colorado, come back.
Let's not lie. Let's tell the truth.
Hey, just remember.
Get it done.
Just remember, nothing is over until we decide it is.
Well, like Rockies, there is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. Okay. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No. Germans. Forsberg, 2 months. There's a 2 month window until free agency hits.
Is he still on the team?
He is, yes.
He is.
He hasn't done anything.
He doesn't have a point in the playoffs.
I mean, he's making all that. Yeah, what's going on here?
Well, do you think whenever this series – what?
Yeah, I think he's gone.
You think he's gone?
Yeah, I think he signs elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay, why do you say that?
I just think he's seen enough here and he's going to move on. They always want to move on with more. Weber did. Yeah, I mean, they always move on.
So what will be the reaction here if that happens? Because now you got nothing for him.
I don't think people are like, all right, well, we loved him when he was here. Let's move on and get somebody else in here. I don't think it'd be a few. Because he's done nothing in the playoffs. I mean, he's just as good as the last couple of games.
I don't know. I think there's going to be outrage.
You think so?
Yeah, because
here for Suter. You remember that you – You know the reaction that.
But then you got Yossi, right? Yossi and Yossi pop up after that. I mean, there's always somebody to fill
in. Is there another Forsberg in there? I mean, I don't know.
But he's done nothing. Nothing.
In the playoffs.
He has as many points as I have.
No, that's fair. That's true.
Again, that is the truth.
He's done nothing as I have. I don't know. Look, if they sign him and do kind of a rebuild, I know fans hate rebuilds because I hate that word too, but – you know, if you re-sign him and bring him, are you going to pay him $9 million? Is he worth $9 million 10 years from now or 8 years from now?
Well, nobody. I mean, I think with long-term contracts, nobody's worth it at the end. I mean, that's just kind of how.
Maybe you.
You're young. Me. I mean, yeah, like when I sign my long-term deal, become program director, I
you got a lot of life left in you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Fans hate the word that we're going to blow it all up and rebuild and all that. Fans don't want to hear that. And my thing is, wasn't Carolina like 4 years ago awful? I don't pay much hockey like you guys do. But then there's always that, you know, come together and rebuild a great team and get back on top again. I don't know, man. After that run of 2017 and 2018.
You were pretty quick to say he's gone, though. Like, I'm shocked that you were quick.
Yeah. I think so. They could go out and see what else is out there and sign with some team.
See, I think people are going to go nuts if he walks.
Really?
Because I mean, you've been working today, so I don't know if you've heard the big news of the day that our good friend Barry Trotz is now unemployed.
Awful. Why would you fire a guy who elevated your franchise?
It's the Islanders.
It's Lou Lamoriello.
The owner?
No, he's the GM, and it makes no sense. Okay. It makes zero sense to do that. But you know, we've already heard from people of bring Trotz back.
Oh,
you know.
Lord. Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, the guy meant so much to the franchise for so many. And he was, for us, in the media, he was so gracious to us in the media for years. Would take our phone calls, would talk to us, everything like that. So there's a beloved part of Barry Trotz for all of us that's still there, regardless what you think. And
you remember when you left your going away show, the big surprise was Barry.
He had one of the best jokes ever because he said he was growing up near Winnipeg. He said that one time his dog ran away, and 2 days later he could still see his dog running away because it's so flat. And that just made me – I'd laugh for an hour on that.
It's true.
If you've been to Winnipeg, it's true. It is very true.
Just kept on going. But so I hope they win tonight, and then they go on and on. Crazier things have happened. I know it's tough being down 0-3, but at least give us one game.
Joe, if you lose your golf ball – on a golf course in Winnipeg, that's a you problem. Okay? It's like there's no reason. Like you should always be able to see your ball.
Let me give you a pro tip on golf balls. Before you go to play your 18 holes, go to the driving range and just steal those balls.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll take like 15 of those balls, put them in the bag. People are like, well, how will you do that? Those balls don't go, they go shorter than a lot. Look, man, we're not pros out here. Just take the balls and put them in your bag, and you've got them, and you're not spending any money.
So you're the one with the striped balls.
I've done it for years.
So next Monday at our celebrity golf tournament, we'll know who's
– yeah, where is that taking place?
Hermitage Golf Course.
See, my cousin's Mike Eller, so he runs that place. He's on my – he knows what I'm doing.
So you're going to have to actually use real
maybe
golf balls.
Maybe I'll just avoid him and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good to see you. I know you've got to be on the go.
I got to go. I didn't know you guys were here. It's good to see you. Somebody told me. Our good friend Alan told me you guys are down here. I said, I got to go down that way. And he said I wasn't wanted. I'm like, leave me alone now. See you, boys. I'll listen to you as I got around town today. Good to
all
see
right.
you.
All right. Big Joe, he's on the go. Good job. All right. We'll come back. Continue the discussion on the other side. This is what I know to end the hour. Don't forget that. We'll also head east. Our buddy Vince Ferrara at high noon. Let me talk to you about Cool Springs MD, my friends over there. They've been helping me for years, and they can help you. And I know they've already helped a lot of you. And whether it's weight loss management, who isn't in that market? Now that the weather's nice, it's supposed to be 90s this week, maybe you'd like to shed a couple pounds. Well, they got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and boy, does it get challenging as we get older. Their experienced staff can discuss PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally, hormone therapy. Have you ever had your levels checked? Have you been feeling off lately. You have no drive. You have no energy. You just don't feel yourself or experiencing mood swings. Well, could be because your levels have dipped, and that can affect you in one or all of those areas. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his experienced staff can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. These are some of the things they do under one roof. It's a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Little AC/DC bringing us back here on the DDC. This is what I know coming up here shortly. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe here with you. Good to chat with Big Joe, Joe Dubin.
Yeah.
How about this? PK Subban is the tease that I gave. I didn't know Joe was going to pop in during the break.
That was a nice surprise, yeah.
Yeah. PK Subban is back. Going to be part of the conversations on, I guess, ESPN and ESPN2.
Cool.
For the playoff coverage.
Well, he's good at that, and that obviously is going to be his
post-hockey. I guess he'll be in studio,
career.
I guess?
Yeah. I'm wondering what he's going to do because
the contract's
finally up.
It's a really good question.
So he's scheduled to be a free agent. You know, I think he had a better year than maybe he's had, but obviously I think the days that we remember here in Nashville are long gone. And he, you know he's got TV gigs waiting on him. So I'm wondering if he doesn't decide to make that move. He's made his money. Or does he still want to play?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I've kind of been thinking the same thing. I don't know.
Because I think we knew when he was here, like, okay, when he's done, I mean, he's doing media. I mean, it just fits him. And then the fill-in spots that he's done, you know, whether it's with NBC or now ESPN, you know, he's been good at it. So,
Dylan brings up a really good point on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. He said, Chase, the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor.
Thank you.
So that's a good point, Dylan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dylan.
Also,
go watch the movie Animal House.
Pierre, I think he's being sarcastic. Pierre McGuire has been fired by the Ottawa Senators.
What did he do?
So clearly you're not surprised. What did he do? He worked for them.
Okay.
He got checks from them.
Gotcha. So the NHL on TNT is proud to welcome Pierre McGuire to its broadcast team. Is that what's going to happen?
I just love your reaction. What did he do?
I forgot he even was doing something. And we love Pierre. Pierre's done a lot with us over the years. But I say TNT because they're the closest thing to NBC.
Yeah.
I mean, they pretty much are with a lot of the
crew
that they have.
Yeah, they're dynamite. Yep. we had a good conversation with Teron Davenport to start the hour about the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, honest answer. Are they better? Now that the draft is over, and, I mean, there could be a move trickle in here or there from now until training camp or in training camp.
Yeah.
But overall, the roster is – this is it. This is what they're rolling with. Could there be a wide receiver move? Sure. Is Will Fuller or Cole Beasley going to change your decision on this question? Probably not. So, Mike Vrabel, I mean Chase, are they better?
Right now, today, no. They're not. I don't think you can trade away the best receiver on the team, and some people would say the best player on the team, and still be better. With that said, on paper, with what they did in the draft, do I think they are set up better for the future? Yeah. I mean, they got 9 draft picks, and they've gotten a lot of praise for this draft. You know, Treylon Burks being the 18th overall pick,
obviously a lot of pressure on him because he's here and be the replacement for A.J. Brown, even though that's kind of unfair, but it is what it is. That's the situation that you're asking him to do. If Robert Woods was coming in here with a healthy knee and there was nothing to worry about there, then that takes pressure off. But the fact that Robert Woods is coming off a torn ACL that happened in November, Treylon Burks is being viewed as A.J. Brown's replacement. I like the Roger McCrary pick. Even though defensive back was not necessarily a need, I thought that was still a good player. And then, you know, Malik Willis probably won't see the field at all this year.
Well, that's what they're probably hoping for that.
Yeah, and I've heard, and we've talked about it, Robbie and I talked about it Thursday and Friday, of, you know, do they design some packages that involve him, you know, like we've seen over the last few years with the backup quarterback?
They? Yeah,
I mean,
they
probably would. I mean, that's the trend. I mean, we saw they did it. Oh, I almost said Oakland. Vegas did it with Mariota. Mm-hmm. And had some design packages there. You saw Trey Lance, San Francisco used Trey Lance and some packages. Obviously, Taysom Hill kind of started that whole thing in New Orleans. So I would assume they'd probably do that. But I would be very limited with it. I mean, you don't want him, you don't want to overwhelm him. He's here to be the backup and to be a sponge. You know, he already doesn't have a mentor, so you know, you're just throwing him in with that. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, but, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
A little jab. Sorry, but I just think you don't.
Are you though?
No.
Yeah.
I just think you don't want to overwhelm him.
Be honest.
You know, early. I'm being honest. I don't. And Ryan Tannehill knows he's going to get that. But you know, he'll go get his energy drink or whatever and go sit on the boat and he'll be okay.
I just hope the renovations are done.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. Those, I mean, you know, you've been going through that.
That's a pain
in the ass.
It is.
So
it is. And it's still not done.
Yeah. So I get it. But I, right now, no, they're not. They're not. They I don't think they have, they're not in a rebuild by any means. They didn't take multiple steps back, but they, you know, they said goodbye to – and here's the other thing. TD brought it up. They lost their left guard. Like, they're still trying to figure that out. They don't know who the left guard and the right tackle is going to be. So, the offensive line
– All right, let's go there.
Okay.
We need to weigh in on that. We probably – yeah, we will this whole offseason. You know, we've had conversations about Dylan Raidens. I remember when we had Jim Nagy on, his comments on – I kind of feel like he is going to be their left guard.
They're gonna. I
believe they want him to be their left guard. That's probably the better way I should say it. I don't know if he's going to be. I believe they want him to be the left guard.
They are going to give him every opportunity.
That's what
to
it
be
feels
the left
like.
Guard.
That's what it feels like.
Now, what he does with that, who knows? It's kind of like the Predators this offseason. You knew that Phil Tomasino was going to have every opportunity to make the team.
Well, the GM said that.
Right. And so I think
– I don't believe the Titans have said that on record.
They have not.
But I feel like they're going to give him every opportunity to be the left guard.
But Vrabel did – when Vrabel talked and was asked about him, he did, to the best that he's done to this point, give him props for how he's handled the offseason. So that tells me – you know, he didn't come out and gush over him by any means. But he did say that he's – you know, he feels like he's had a good offseason. He's studied – you know, he's come in shape. So I think they're going to give him every opportunity to take that job and then figure out right tackle.
I agree with that.
I don't know if Petit Frere is going to be ready out of camp to be a starting right tackle. Everything I hear is like he's a project.
It feels like more like a project. I feel like it's going to take time like Nate Davis. I feel like it's going to take time.
I mean, he's third-round pick, so that's fine.
Yep. Milo on our text line says, Pierre McFired. I see what you did there. All right, tell everybody about Screwball Whiskey.
I will. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is my favorite. It's my go-to. And I had a little bit this weekend when I was out and about with the friends. And I like it because it goes down smooth. It's made with all natural flavors, including real peanuts, real peanut butter, and real whiskey. And you can enjoy it as a shot. You can enjoy it on the rocks. You can enjoy it as a PB&J shot with a berry liqueur, an espresso martini, a peanut butter old fashioned, which I highly recommend. By the way, I've done that too. You can go to screwballwhiskey.com for more recipes, but it is the original peanut butter whiskey, and it's original just like me. So do like I do when you're out with your friends. Order it by name, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, but also be like me and enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2022, Screwball Spirits LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume.
We do. We want to know what you know. It's very simple. It's an open canvas. Just paint the picture for us. What do you know? 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And the best one will receive a pair of tickets to see Sting at Ascend Amphitheater on May 18th, just around the corner. It's 9 days away. I'd love to go to that show.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm just, a good one. I'm just putting that out there. But you're going to have to get involved. Just tell us what you know. It's that easy.
Roxanne will be there.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm sure, too. Probably encore.
Yeah. I could see that.
You know?
Yeah. It'll be good.
What do you know, Chase?
This is what I know. Now, I'm not sure if you heard this conversation on Friday, but I had the privilege of doing the Rex rant on Friday, which is kind of similar to our You Just Made the List.
Okay.
And I gave a rant on delivery drivers, but I also said maybe I'm the one that should be mad at myself. And so I'll give you a quick recap of that.
And by the way, while Chase is giving a quick recap, let's go. We got some lines available. Let's jump in there. We got a great prize, and all I have to do is just tell us what you know. It's not hard.
615-737-1025.
Let's do this.
So I like the Uber Eats and the DoorDash, and you know, being a single guy, I don't always want to cook, so I just order something and have it delivered. And I've had a few instances where they put the food directly in front of the door, and I have a storm door that opens out. So like I have to basically knock my food over to get out the door and go get it. So that's frustrating. So I was ranting and angry about that, but then I said, it kind of dawned on me recently that maybe I'm the one to blame for that because I don't always go turn the light on for the front porch at night. And so maybe they can't see that it opens outward, and so they just set it in front of the door. So if that's the case, then I take some blame. So what I know is I tested this theory, and I turned the light on, and guess what? It was in the proper spot.
Whoa.
So maybe I'm at fault.
You problem?
And I should have to put myself on the list. Mm. That's what I know.
Okay.
Because it's annoying if it's sitting in front of the door and you have to knock it over.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So what do you know?
This is what I know. Colorado fans are cray-cray.
They are.
The Avs fans they're cray-cray. And I know a lot of fan bases are crazy, but
fanatics.
This whole Johansson did it on purpose. Stick to Kemper's eye,
yeah,
or face.
Come like, on.
Like, what world are you – have you looked at a goalie mask? First of all, I've never seen that before in my life.
No, I
haven't
either.
And I've seen thousands of hockey games. And I don't know, like, either watching them or in person. I don't know when's the last time that happened. I can't imagine these Avalanche fans that are like, Johansson knew that his stick was in Kemper's eye, and he lied about it. Players are responsible for their sticks on the ice. How irresponsible of him. What? What?
It's
he
silly.
Knew he'd, he was laughing after the game. Really? Was he? I didn't see. Did Johansson talk after the game?
I didn't see.
I thought it was, let's see, Tolvanen and Josi. I didn't see where Johansson was laughing after the game. What did I miss? Did he talk?
No, I missed that.
Okay.
If he did, I
missed that. But these Avalanche fans that think that Johansson did that on purpose, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, no, if he did that on purpose, then that's impressive. And I don't think for a second he did that on purpose.
He knows you can do it, and all the other hockey players know you can do that. Why haven't we seen that more? I mean, that's just silly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's like, why have we seen that more? Because you don't put a stick in someone's eye. But they do it all. They high stick all the time. So if players knew they could jam, I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. But the Avs fans that think that he did that on purpose, he knew it too. He was laughing.
Get out of here.
This is what silly. I know. You guys are cray cray.
Cray.
Get back on your meds, Avs fans. Okay.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
That was out loud, wasn't it?
It was.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, what do you know?
This is what I know. It seems like at the grocery store, not only is everything going up, 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 but it used to be stuff that you could buy cheap that was less than a buck. A lot of the stuff has disappeared. I know it hasn't my market. You can't find bread for less than a buck. You can't find toilet paper for less than a buck or cheese for less than a buck or even liquid laundry detergent that was like a buck 50. All that stuff is going away. That is what I know.
Unfortunately, yep. Eric, there's a whole lot of truth to that. It's shopping now is just painful.
It is.
Even if you go to the like Sam's or Costco, even the buying in bulk, it's like everything is way more expensive than it's ever been.
I went by Costco the other day and I was going to get gas because, you know, Costco gas is always cheaper. There was no line. And when I saw there was no line, it told me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not that cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. It's good luck trying to find cheap gas. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what do you know?
Yeah, man. So there's a certain level, you know, being a guy in his mid-30s, there's a certain level of expectation when you're at family functions to know certain things that I don't know. And usually it's with it, like father-in-law, stuff like that, talking about some type of gun or a car, like the guts of a car I don't know anything about, or a specific type of car that I don't know anything about. I don't ever know the way out of the conversation. I just sit there and nod until they stop asking me questions. But I don't feel like there should be that kind of pressure on every male to understand, you know, that this car does this or this is cool. Or, like, I don't know. Maybe you bought something that costs $1,000 or $50,000. I don't know prices. I don't know if every car comes with that. So I'm just saying there's a lot of expectations that all guys are supposed to know about cars and guns when, you know, you could ask me anything about the Titan and I could tell you. But if it comes to this stuff, I'm not very good.
Okay. All right. That's what he knows. Let's go to Barrett down in the borough. What do you know?
Hey, guys. I know that it's insanely unfortunate. Like, the worst possible thing that could happen is having your goalie go down 2 games before the playoffs start. These people talking about blowing up and, oh, they can't get out of the first round. Colorado was whooping on everybody anyway. You already had an uphill climb. It was a great year. You just have to understand. I mean, the kid had a valiant effort in game 2. I mean, that was really, really excellent. 49 out of 51, what do you want? But they were never going to win. Everybody knew it. Just, you're talking about being honest today. Let's just be honest. Come out and say it. They really never stood a chance without their goalie. And it's come to fruition, and, you know, I hope they win tonight, but I don't think people should be all up in arms and demanding huge changes. They did their best, and the writing was on the wall the minute BC was called out. And speaking of being honest, no one loves the Police more than me. I have every album they ever made. Yeehaw, let's go sing.
All right. One more. Rob, what do you know?
Well, this I know, if I could say 2 things that I know. Darcy Kemper wears a face mask called Cat's Eye, which is a mask that is very well known that can fit a stick through it. You do it for visibility. I know because my son's a goalie, and I had to return the Cat's Eye when I bought it because it's illegal in kids' hockey. So he understands what's going on when he takes a stick in the orbital. But he accepts that responsibility by wearing that mask. The other thing I know is that Coyle will get fired at the end of this season because we're watching a steady parade of people that we've let go beat us on defense, on wing, on center. We're sick of it. He's been in the league for 50 years. Mediocrity, no more. That's what I know.
Okay, Rob, thank you for the phone call. All right, that'll do it for this hour.
What I know is these things are expensive.
Yeah, what was it? What did you call it?
Cat eye.
Cat eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost $1,000, that thing.
Well, it's special.
It is.
for vision. All right, we'll come back. Hour number three, we head east. A little Smoky Mountain rain. Vince Ferrara next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.